Hey guys, my name is Beck, and this podcast is now about veganism, environment, animal liberation, animal rights movements, and everything I want to talk about. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello! Okay, so it's been a while from the last time when I've recorded an episode, which was just the third, but anyway, a lot of things happened. Well, I'm back in Germany, first of all, not really because I wanted to, but because I had to, for now at least, and back in my hometown. Yeah. So, I don't know if I'm going to tell my entire story, but when I've last recorded, that was my story from Hayden. That means that I was still on the road and I was still on my way to Tasmania to start my my studies. Even there, something changed entirely. So, because of my health and my stiff joints and it really all got worse, and so I changed my course to web-based technologies. Like, initially I wanted to study music, but then I changed it because I was not able to play the guitar anymore, and which makes me sad still. Well, at least, well, I got an ukulele now and I love it, and I can actually play it because I don't have to twist my wrist so much, and I don't need to make these weird painful movements with my fingers to play the chords. It's actually pretty easy on a ukulele, and I wish I would have figured that out much earlier. So I went through cello, piano, guitar, everything, try and play, and it never worked. So changed my course, started my studies. I became part of Sea Shepherd, which really meant so much to me, and I miss it. I miss the people, I miss what we were fighting for. I miss having information stalls, I miss having merchandise stalls, and just educate people, talk to people, and convince them that we need to change something, and so on and so on. Well, and I think if I'm going to continue doing this podcast, I'm definitely going to go more into veganism, environment, animal rights, animal liberation, and so on and so on. Because this is what I'm most interested in. Not just most interested in, I think it's the only thing that we should actually care about at all. Because if we don't, there is not much else to care about very soon. So anyway, started my studies in Tasmania, to come back to the story. I think it was February or March, I went to the doctor to get just like the usual medicine, painkillers, and so on. And then he said, "Well, have you had the second blood test done for the Ross River virus?" And I was like, "What second test?" And he's like, "Well, when you have this, when this blood test comes back positive, you need to do a second blood test to confirm this positive result." And I was like, no one ever did. So they did that. And it turned out that for an entire year, I thought I have the Ross River virus, and turned out I never had it. So then he sent me to the rheumatologist, and there it was actually quite sure that I might have rheumatoid arthritis, which first just completely broke me. Like, I was seriously fucked up. And I still regret doing this step, or making this step, whatever you want to say. Because I think I kind of gave up, and I was waving the white flag So I quit everything and I decided to come back to Germany. Well, first I made a little trip to Colombia because a friend of mine, he's setting up or now they're finished, setting up a meditation and yoga retreat slash hostel in Jardín, which is like a small rainforest town in or village, 3 hours from Medellin. Well, we got there, and unfortunately, they were still in the making, so there was a lot of work going on, and it was pretty stressful. And I was just not feeling well enough. That was basically my problem. Like I just got back from Australia to the completely opposite time zone. It was crazy, and so yeah, I've decided that I'm gonna. Getting confused because I'm getting messages here at the same time. Well, anyway, I got a message from Oatly, which is my absolute favorite milk. So, yeah. Anyway, it turned out not. I'm saying anyway, it turned out way too much right now. So I just stayed for 5 weeks in Colombia, and then I was planning on doing ayahuasca, but then there was just a feeling, an intention not to do it at that point. So I was listening to that and I came back to Germany, and it was actually crazy. It was crazy coming back here. It was more intense and complicated to get back into the system and the health system and everything than it was 3 years ago to get into Australia and into the system there and everything. It was crazy. I think it was my mindset as well that I knew deep inside, not just deep inside, it's actually cooking the front of my head every day that I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in Germany. I don't want to be here with this mindset and this mentality and the tightness. There is this anti-change feeling. So me as a vegan and someone who really wants to actively change something, I just feel rejected everywhere from my friends. Well, my family, I really have to say that I'm really proud and happy because my dad, he switched his milk from he and his girlfriend, they switched their coffee milk to Oatly Barista. Because I was just bragging about it all the time, and I like wherever I go, when I know that I'm gonna drink coffee, I have these little glass jars with a lid on it, and they're actually really safe, so nothing comes out. And I put my Oatly in there, and take it with me to my grandma, take it with me to my dad, take it with me to coffee dates, just because I'm really over soy. I don't know. Hey, Germany, seriously, there are other milks than just soy milk. I don't know what your problem is, but there is like an entire world of alternative milks, which is so much more tasty and better than soy. But anyway, so I always bring my little jar of milk with me. And then one day, my dad sent me a picture that they bought the barista Oatly, and then he said, and I quote, "My coffee just tastes so much better now with this oat milk than with cow milk. It's just more silky and it just tastes better." Oh my God, that was one of the happiest moments I've had in the past weeks. It was amazing. Well, when my cousin, she actually asks me about recipes, and when we talk, I feel like she's getting it, and I think it's not going to take that long anymore until she's going to turn vegan, and I really hope so because she has a little boy, a bit older than a year now. I think it's about 1.5 years. And so when you look into what's going on and when you watch documentaries like What the Health, for example, There is explained why cow's milk and meat is very, very unhealthy and definitely not good, especially for pregnancy and the kids. Because these cow hormones that are in cow's milk, they are meant to make little calves big. So when you give this to human infants, like, what is your intention? Do you want to get a little cow out of your infant, out of your baby? That doesn't make sense at all. Like, this milk is not meant to be drank by humans. It's full of enzymes and hormones and nutritions for another not human being, another animal. And we need to understand that the only milk that we are supposed to drink in our early years or months or however you want to is the milk of our own mothers. So it just doesn't make sense to switch your own mother milk to the mother milk of another animal. It's just weird. Just think about the idea itself. It just doesn't make sense. Compared to all the other stuff that comes, like it's this really long rat tail that milk drags behind. So there is all this really abusive horror and terror happening in the dairy industry, and there is not one dairy farm that is treating the animals right, because the very first moment these cows get falsely impregnated, then that's already against their will. Like, they don't want to have a whole fist and arm up their ass. They don't want that. They're not asking for that. They're not going there to a surrogate or whatever company when you and your partner, you want to have a baby, but you can't, and you go to these companies that make you pregnant and all this kind of stuff. Like, you do this volunteering. You go there because you want to. I've never seen a cow there in the waiting room. So, come on, people, seriously. But that's not all. After that, well, they're 9 months pregnant, just like us, and they have love for their unborn child, just like us. And then this child is born, and within the first 24 hours, where the calf is allowed to drink a little bit from the mother, just so it survives. If it's a girl, like when it's a boy, it's a waste, and it's just gonna get killed in these 24 hours. Like, it's not even having the first drink of milk at all because it's a boy. It doesn't matter. It's not worth it. Or the milk is more for humans. So, well, it's not for the calf. I've recently talked to a cow, and it was amazing. Well, just looked at me and said, "Well, yeah, of course. Like, I love producing milk out of nowhere, just so humans can drink it. Like, that's definitely entirely why there are cows on this planet." Oh, gosh, you see how stupid this is? And then, so the girl cows, the female calves, they get a bit of milk, and within the first 24 hours, they get dragged away from their mom, and they get shot away. So they were like kilometers, not kilometers, but hundreds of meters away from each other. And you can still hear the cow screaming for her child, and you can hear the calf screaming for their mother for weeks. Basically, when you take a cow to the same place it gave birth a year before, it's still gonna scream because it still remembers that it had a child. And yeah, God, it's just horrible. It's just horrible, seriously. So every glass of milk has so much pain and suffering and cruelty. And when you drink it, your body knows, seriously. Unconsciousness is so strong. And when you drink the suffering from these animals, your body knows. unconsciously. So there's this mass depression out there. I get it. It totally makes sense. Like your body is constantly in this conflict of getting all this meat and dairy and all this shit inside of you, and your body is just like, no, don't give it to me. We're not omnivores. We're not built like omnivores. We are built like plant eaters. We're built like monkey, human monkeys, chimpanzees. What are they called again? I don't know. We're built like them. And I think, what is it, 93% of the entire animal population, entirely, like every animal species, is vegan. So when you stand there and you want to be as strong as and like a bull, or you want to be strong as an oak, is it oak? An ox. They're vegan. So if you want to argue that you want to be s as strong as this animal in eating meat, well, there is a conflict in this entire saying. So I'm really getting into this here right now, but I want to stop. I want to come back to my little story about Tasmania. So I have no idea where I was before, but well, I came back to me, and now I'm here. And last week I got a diagnosis, and I have spondyloarthritis. It has another name as well, ankylo something. I can't remember. It's all these medicine talk is just ugh. And I'm supposed to get these TNF blockers very soon. It's like this injection you give yourself in your thigh or your lower tummy fat. I have enough of that, so I definitely can't put it in. But well, I'm gonna take it for the first few months, definitely. It costs a lot of money that the German health insurance is taking, so that's basically why I'm still here. Otherwise, I would be already far, far away again. I want to, like, for a week now, and I'm really glad I'm doing it. I got back into yoga, and I feel like I'm getting more movement. Like, I feel like I'm the pain is more. I'm more. I can cope. I can, like, I feel like my wrists are getting stronger a little bit. And playing the ukulele is a bit painful, but I can, and I'm doing it, and it makes me very, very happy. So mentally, having a diagnosis and playing music again, writing songs about things that really move me, gives me the strength that and the belief that I can be without any medication very soon. Like when you watch documentaries like What the Health, for example, there are so many people that have rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, diabetes, and they switch to a plant-based diet because, well, meat and dairy are the number one causes of cancer. And oh my God, my friend is just texting me that I shall move to Brighton and get a job in her coffee shop. I love this girl. Anyway, within a few weeks, these people already improve. Like the pain goes away. There are people with diabetes type 2 and they switched to a plant-based diet, and within a year, the diabetes was gone, completely gone. Isn't that amazing? So I'm vegan for many years now, and I really don't bloody get it. Why the hell I got sick? Like, okay, I have this gene, HLA-B27, which basically causes autoimmune diseases in my body. But from all the autoimmune diseases and chronic diseases that you get out there, like cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, blah, 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 just 5 to 6% is caused by genes. The rest is lifestyle and diet. So now that I'm sick, I don't get it. Like, I'm vegan for so long, but I still got sick. But I actually think that I have an explanation for that, and that is processed food. It doesn't matter if it's vegan or not, it's not healthy. And although when everything started, I was eating a lot of raw vegetables and so on, but I also ate a lot of Domino pizza because in Australia they have three vegan Domino pizzas. It's amazing. I ate a lot of them. And there are many other places where you got very unhealthy vegan food. So it basically doesn't really surprise me. And now that I'm really looking after my diet again. So I got away from all this unhealthy vegan food and I got to very healthy vegan food. So I'm eating more vegetables and fruits and more unprocessed food. Like I'm cooking a lot more and yeah, just mixing it up a lot more and take care that I have enough nutrition from different food sources and not just eat, I don't know, bread with a vegan spread on it morning, midday, and afternoon. Like I have my oatmeal in the morning and then I have like a raw vegetable salad with some falafel and hummus or just like a vinaigrette dressing. And then in the evening, I don't know, have some more raw vegetables just to chew on, or I eat, I don't know, sometimes when it overcomes me, I'm just eating pasta. But yeah, it's improving again. So I'm feeling much better and doing yoga, eating healthy food, and my mindset, like getting together with PETA too, which is like an organization that I think PETA is worldwide as well, so probably know them. But there is in Germany here we have PETA too, and unfortunately not in my hometown, but 40 kilometers away in Münster there is a chapter, and I'm in contact with them now. I'm going to meet them on Sunday. I'm really excited because gosh, it just feels so amazing to meet more vegan people and people that have the same mindset, like-minded people that understand what I'm fighting for. Because so far, like when I come together with my friends, it's just very, very exhausting. Seriously, it's like when you sit there and they have a barbecue and they throw all these dead animal parts on the barbecue and then they make fun of me, looking at me and be like, well, I'm accepting that you're sitting here on the table and eating your plant shit. I'm like, did you really just say that? Seriously? Like, do you have any idea what I'm accepting here? Gosh. So it's not very easy. Like, once you woke up, once you see what is going on, and once you got out of this mind manipulated lie you grew up with, it's very hard to understand why not everyone is seeing that. Because you woke up, why is not everyone waking up? But the future is vegan and we're getting there. And well, if you want to have more information about veganism and everything, feel free to, I don't know, send me a message, ask about different topics. Like I'm vegan for many years now, so I'm educating myself every day. Like it's never stopping. And I love to share this. And I love to share this with people who really want to know what is going on behind all these big companies, industries, animal agriculture, which is basically paying the politicians to say what they want. And they manipulate studies so that it comes out. I don't know. There was like one of the biggest cancer communities online in America, whatever. They funded and supported by the dairy industry and the meat industry. So the meat industry pays them to put recipes with meat on their website, although it is publicly known that processed meat and dairy causes cancer. It's just a ridiculous devil's circle. It's crazy. And once you start looking into it, you're just gonna sit there and be like, what the fuck? What the hell? Oh my gosh. Really? How did I not know that? And how did I not see that? Well, because you didn't want to. Just unconsciously, you didn't want to. You were in your comfort zone. And it's just very hard to get these raising ideas. Like your parents' parents and your parents and you, you're all raised in another generation where the knowledge was not out there like it is now. So it's our generation now, and the people that live right now on this planet who have to educate themselves and look into everything, look behind the scenes, look behind the curtains, and start standing up, because otherwise we won't have a bright future at all. So yeah, I love to say come to the right and bright side of history. So let's do that. And I want to stop talking now. It's like 25 minutes of talking. And well, I don't know if you enjoyed this podcast now or not, but I'm happy to get feedback. And yeah, have a lovely Christmas time. It's the 12th of December, 12, 12, 19. Yeah, so I'm gonna enjoy another coffee with my barista Oatly milk. I can just recommend it, it's amazing. So, yeah, have a lovely day. So, that was it for today. If you have any questions or comments or anything, feel free to ask. Send me a message. Send me a message on Instagram if you want. My name there is beck.lestrange, just like Bellatrix Lestrange. Yeah, so I'm posting there about veganism as well, about whatever I'm doing. Well, I've just recently started writing songs as well, so go check out my song, and I'd love to hear from you. Bye.